This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
It's Thursday, April 11th. On today's show, state and local governments all across the country are giving away free money with no strings attached. As you can imagine, these programs are largely proposed by Democrats, and Republicans are trying to block these programs. Houston, for example, sits in Harris County, Texas. The county has the third biggest population in the country, and in Harris County, 15% of that population lives in poverty. We're talking 750,000 people, and 20% of them are children. Nearly 250,000 of these folks qualify for food stamps. And starting this spring, about 80,000 of these people are about to start receiving checks from the county government, $500 a month, with no strings attached. Folks who get this money can do anything they want with it. Harris County is not alone. There are similar programs everywhere from Stockton, California, to Birmingham, Alabama, to Louisville, Kentucky, to Nashville, Tennessee. The federal government got in on the act, too, during COVID. Congress sent trillions of dollars to U.S. households, including direct payments of nearly $1 trillion. President Donald Trump was so supportive of the idea that he made sure his name appeared on the checks that got mailed to everybody. And today, Donald Trump is proposing that the government send cash payments to women who get pregnant as an enticement to improve the birth rate. South Korea and China have been doing that for a few years already. These payments are collectively known as UBI, Universal Basic Income. The program's details vary from state to state, even county to county, but they all work pretty much the same. If you're low income, you can apply for the program. And if you're selected, you get money every month for up to a couple of years, usually a couple of $1,000s, with no restrictions on how you spend it. All told, we're talking about you getting maybe $25,000 a year completely tax-free. Republicans tend to hate these programs. They view these payments as a government giveaway, paid for by hardworking Americans who are paying higher taxes than ever, a redistribution of wealth that libertarians and conservatives don't like. It's hard to deny those allegations, but one claim is definitely false. Many on the right say that these people who are getting this money are poor because they have a lousy work ethic. They're lazy, and if you give them free money, all they'll do is squander it on booze and drugs and cigarettes. Those claims are simply not true. Stanford University did a study of dozens of these programs all across the country and found that the people who got the money mostly spent it on food, rent, and childcare. Only 3% of the money was used for leisure and entertainment broadly. Republicans in Harris County are not persuaded. They're suing, saying that the guaranteed income programs are unconstitutional under both Texas and federal law. So we're going to see this debate being exercised in greater detail over the next several years because there are so many people who truly love these programs as well as people who truly hate them. On the positive side, the proponents argue that not only is this helping to reduce homelessness, people are using the money to pay rent that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to pay, they're also discovering that it is providing food security. Children aren't having to go to bed hungry at night. It's allowing mom or dad to rent a car so that they can get to work where they can have a job and generate a paycheck. It's allowing people to go back to school who otherwise couldn't do it because they're now for the first time able to pay for childcare. So this is being touted as a great way to lift people out of poverty who are only in poverty because of their economic disadvantages. And by extension, the proponents argue it's reducing the crime rate. It's a whole lot better to give somebody $500 a month rather than wait until they become a criminal where you spend $60,000 a year on incarceration. So there's a whole big debate going on here about whether or not this is encouraging people to be lazy, living off the government dole, versus trying to give people who are down on their luck a chance to improve their lives. It's a complicated issue, and it's going to be played out politically based on who we elect at the state offices as well as the federal level. Your input, along with that of all the other voters, is ultimately going to determine if these universal basic income programs survive the day. On tomorrow's show, the Bitcoin halving is expected next week. I'll tell you all about it, plus a conversation with a millennial.
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Meet Henry, an everyday person who enjoys reading science fiction, keeping in shape at the gym, and spending time with family. He also participates in progress by investing in a fund that supports innovative ideas. Invesco QQQ ETF allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Anyone can become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
How do advances in science, technology, and medicine translate into investment opportunity? Listen and learn.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.